I'm Chris.
Oh, I'm Steve.
And this is Lightspeed!
Oh, Jesus.
Yo, Steve, how you doing, girl?
Good.
Good. I'm also good. We're right in the middle of our Lightspeed...
A-thon.
A-thon, yes. Where we eat a lot of...
Does that make this harder
it's
than
all
it needs
food.
To be?
It's all food every time.
It always is, right?
Yeah, usually. Unless we want to do a light speed of every single Big Bang Theory episode, which is now on HBO Max.
Let's do it.
Okay.
We can do one of those podcasts where they... Because, I've seen some. We started watching them in the beginning.
Yeah. Each episode is an episode.
Yeah.
And 12 seasons worth.
You've seen every episode, right?
No. I think I stopped in, like, season 8, maybe.
Okay, so you've seen 8 seasons. I've seen sporadic episodes here and there.
Yeah.
Minus, I think, a few.
There's, like, 20 episodes in a season. We could go for a long time on that.
I would do it.
I would
do it. We could do deep dives into...
the character arcs?
Yeah. And I think the ultimate... goal of this
okay
is to determine if the show Young Sheldon should ever have existed.
Wow. So it's a road to Young Sheldon.
I don't love that name, but it's like a fine destination.
Yeah. Ooh, that's the name. A fine destination.
Maybe Devon Sawa will
ooh,
pop over.
Because he's fine.
No, because he was in Final Destination.
Oh, he was, wasn't he?
And also Casper the
Casper,
Ghost,
which we talked about last episode.
Not this one.
Which I guess was yesterday. I don't know what order I'm going to release these in. But
who cares?
One of these.
You know what I mean?
Who cares?
It's the holidays.
Steve,
let's mess
who's
around.
Right behind your head?
One of your cats.
Yeah.
Timmy?
Check him out.
I'm scared to look.
No, he's very cute right now.
Well, he is very cute. He's sleeping on a box of cookies.
Yeah. We got this box of cookies. And we've been slowly eating through because they're like nice, big, rich cookies. So they're, you know, we eat one at a time.
Full of money.
Hell yeah. Filled with Scrooge McDuck coins.
Yeah.
But he has been, it's like his favorite place to sit now, just on top of this box on our counter.
It's hard to argue with someone that
had. Hey, me neither.
Nah, I'm just saying.
All right. Our, our light speed today, we got 4 different candy bars from other countries.
We do.
Great. Thanks so much, partner.
We do. I'm really excited. This is, you know, I love candy.
Yes. And these are some I got in Germany and some we got from the exotic snack guys down the street, which we've mentioned in last episode.
Yeah. Really cool place in Chicago.
Yes. Exotic snack guys. Why yeah. not? Why not shoot them? Shout him out.
It's too late not to.
I could go edit it out, or I could bleep it.
It sounds like a really long curse word.
Yeah.
Go see.
Yeah, no free advertisement for us. All right, what are you feeling first here?
Let me do this. Can you scramble them up, and I'll,
sure.
I'll close my eyes at the point.
Scramble, jamble, Steve Town. Oop, there you go.
Mars bar.
This is the one you chose.
I did. I haven't had one of these in a very, very long time.
So this is a candy bar that's very popular in England, right?
Yeah, just I think Europe in general.
May contain hazelnuts and peanuts.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. I thought you were allergic to hazelnuts.
They have to say that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just like made in a factory where they exist or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, yes.
What is in a Mars bar?
I have no idea, actually.
You have had one, though?
Like, probably 15 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh, looks like caramel.
Yes.
Basically chocolate and caramel.
I'll give you the bigger piece.
But it's like good.
It looks like nougat, maybe?
Oh, there. Oh, yeah. It's like chocolate, nougat.
Chocolate, nougat, and caramel. Is
yeah.
that a Milky Way?
Yes, but a Milky Way has also white nougat.
Oh.
A Milky Way has white nougat and caramel. A Three Musketeers has this nougat, but no caramel. So it's basically a Three Musketeers with caramel and better chocolate because it's European.
Okay. I took a bite while you were talking.
It's so good.
Yeah. That is good. Expires in 2 days.
Great.
12/11/23.
Perfect.
Yeah, I mean, it tastes like a Milky Way to me.
It tastes like a Three Musketeers to me.
But obviously, the big caveat, better chocolate, which mm-hmm. everyone agrees. The chocolate in American candy bars are a big, stinking pile of wank sauce.
Gross.
Well, don't you agree?
With wank sauce?
Yes.
What is wank sauce, Chris?
Well... in our advent calendar episode, we talked about a limp biscuit. So whatever's on top of that.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. That's good, though.
That was good. Do you want me to scramble and you pick?
Sure.
All right.
Let's move on.
Oh, no, did you want to rate it?
No, not necessarily. Oh, okay. We didn't rate the other ones, but we can rank them. Okay, I'm going to choose between these two. All right. Oh. So this one I got from Germany. It is a Ritter Sport, which is a type of chocolate, I think.
Okay.
It's called the Hola Amigos. Yes, I got this from Germany. Crispy banana chocolate bar, which...
Interesting.
What does it say on the back? Quadratisch praktisch gut.
What does that mean?
Practice good is the last two words. I don't know what quadratisch means.
Well, let's take a quick look. How do you spell it?
Oh, you like snap the bar open. Do you do it within the... Oh, you do. Look at that.
Oh, so, practice eating here, maybe? I wonder. Or, I don't know.
Maybe. Oh, so they called this a Nick Pack. That was really cool. How do I describe what just happened?
I don't know.
The like bottom fourth of the candy bar is where like the seam of the package is, and it says just snap it.
Square.
Okay, snap, practice good, I guess. Praktisch.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I snapped, like I bent it, and the candy bar opened and also broke the candy bar into like these little squares.
Oh, that's
actually really,
really
cool.
Okay.
So it came with the one row was four little squares. I gave Steve two, and I have two as well. Ooh, another praktisch gut. I'll let you do that one.
Oh, nice. And I'm excited for the next one for multiple reasons.
Are you a fan of banana candy?
I don't think I've ever had banana candy.
Like,
oh, like Runts? No.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
No?
Absolutely not.
Ooh, that's good.
Really?
Mm.
But like chocolate covered bananas, I really, really like.
Yes. Are like little chunks of banana and crispy rice.
So like a crunch bar with banana?
Yes.
But squares?
I fucking love this. Excuse me.
I mean, German chocolate. Germans are like, you know, the kings of chocolate, right?
Mm-hmm. Chocolate.
That's good.
That is so good.
That's really good. Oh, wow.
If this was in the States, I would order this all the time.
Yeah.
It's almost like the... Garçon, one chocolate bar, please.
I can't tell if the chocolate has banana flavor in it or if the crispy things have the banana flavor in it.
I think the banana is separate than the crispy things, but I think it's like deep-fried banana. Or, sorry, a freeze-dried banana. Deep-fried, freeze-dried banana.
That's good.
Is it gub? One of your catchphrases?
Borderline gub.
Whoa!
If that was dark chocolate, hands down, gub. Mm. Two gubs up.
I never heard the two gubs up rating before.
I just made it up. That's how good a gub it has the potential to be.
So it's just the milk chocolate holding it back.
Yes, a longtime listener is one of them. I am a diehard dark chocolate fan.
The chocolate is high quality.
It's so good.
Really, really good. The crunchy rice is awesome. And then the like banana, I'm actually have like chewing on a banana piece right now. It's really? Like the banana chips you have.
Mm, yep. Okay. Oh, yeah.
All that is so fucking good together. Oh, yummy, man. Yummy. That is a 10 out of 10 for me.
Wow. Okay. Well, what's next? How do you want to do this one? I think...
Just choose a hand.
Left. Your left hand.
I haven't finished spinning yet. Spin. Ready? Go.
What is in your right hand?
Rawr!
Ooh. A lion bar.
Yes.
Have we never had these before?
I don't think I have. So this one... is interesting because I got this from the German airport. But we just went to the Exotic Snack Guys place and they had these here as well.
Yeah, they have them in the sort of convenience store across from me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I always look at them. I've never gotten them though.
So this is in, I think it's in German. I can't tell. Yes, it is in German.
Okay.
So at least this one is like authentically made in Germany.
What is it?
It sure looks like wafers.
And crispies?
Wafers and crispies, yeah.
All right, dig in. I could have sworn we've done this once.
A lion bar? It's very possible.
It's, whatever. I guess we'll see.
we've
eaten so many fucking things on this.
Yes, we have. A couple of Edie boys.
Yeah.
That's why they call me Falco, because I Edie so much.
Who is Edie Falco?
She's an actress.
No, I know
she's
that.
She's in Nurse Jackie. Oh, okay, interesting.
Oh, caramel.
So it's...
I'll take
a lot of things. It's like rice crunch. Crispies things,
yep.
Kind of was at the bottom of the Ritter. and then caramel, and then a wafer in the middle.
And it's all chocolate covered.
The wafer cup topped with crispy rice is very interesting to me.
There's a lot happening here.
Really? Okay, I'm waiting for you to finish eating before I take a bite.
It's going
to
be a second.
I didn't wait.
It's a lot to chew. Yeah. I like it, though. It's a lot of cool textures.
There's a lot happening.
A lot of textures. I love wafer. Mm-hmm. It's like a really underused candy. It's not a candy. It's
wafer?
Yeah. It's like chocolate covered wafers are so good.
Yeah, what's a well-known wafer? Reese's Sticks?
Maybe. I don't know. I know the Keebler fudge sticks. There's like
yeah, but like out of like the big candy bars, there's nothing really with a wafer in it.
Oh, I see.
There? Like, no.
What's the one you said?
The Reese's Sticks. Oh. It's like the peanut butter.
Are they wafer?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I can't think of it. I don't.
Interesting.
I'm like a pretty candy guy.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's so I'm good, surprised. Though. It is good. Yeah, it's right not there. Amazing.
Once again, dark chocolate. Less caramel.
Everything's dark chocolate for me, Steve Luchman.
It's just like a little. It's like a little chewier than I would want.
It is very
for
chewy.
All the yes. stuff that's in it.
I think the caramel is extra chewy for some reason because the one in is that nougat in there?
I think it's just like the wafer filling.
Okay. Because the Mars one wasn't that chewy. Maybe it's the caramel mixing with the wafer and the rice.
Yeah, it's just like for all the crunchy stuff, it's very sticky.
Mm-hmm. And you hate things that are sticky.
That's right. Post-its, get out of here.
Your own dog, get out of here.
Double-sided tape, get it out of here twice.
A situation in which you accidentally bring two dates to the prom, get out of here.
Things that grow on branches of trees, get out of here.
Yep, that's all I can think of. We got one more candy bar.
I'm pumped for this.
I am too. I got this thinking of you, actually, so I'm glad we were able to get to try it. So it's another Ritter Sports bar, the one who made the banana chocolate, but this one has Smarties in it. And no, it's not the American Smarties. It is the Canadian?
I've only had them from Canada.
Yeah, they're like the better M&Ms.
Yeah, better M&Ms.
You are famously obsessed with these.
Whenever I know someone going to Canada, I ask them to buy
these. Our friend Josie, who...
She brought me
entire thing of her Canadian food on a consolation prize. But she always brings you back Smarties. It's very cute.
Very nice.
Okay. So this one has the same opening style. I want you to try it.
Very angry German instructions.
Yeah.
Nick Pack. I like that. It's just because you just like kind of.
Yeah. Nick Knack Paddywhack, dude.
Ooh, that there you is go. Satisfying. Isn't that cool? Wow. And it worked. Oh, nope.
It didn't work.
Not as well.
Oh, no. Did it even open?
No.
Dude, give me it.
There you go.
You had to bend it all the way back.
Got it. Okay, lesson learned. Hey, it's my first German chocolate.
That's fair.
Bar, anyway.
Opening it.
There you go.
Okay, so we got the same two squares. Do you see any Smarties?
Yeah, they're kind of hidden in
there. Look at this. There's like a whole blue one right there.
Yeah, there's a little, like the mini Smarties.
So it's... it's like it's just a chocolate bar with like M&Ms, full M&Ms in it.
Yeah, and no Krispies, right? Nope.
No, I don't see any Krispies.
Yeah, but like it's going to be basically what I'm expecting is some of the world's best chocolate filled with some of the world's best chocolate candy.
Yes, that's a double whammy for you.
I wish it was dark candy.
I do. It's good though.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's one of the best things I've ever eaten. Absolutely.
That's really good.
Right.
I have one note. I wish there was more Smarties in there.
I agree.
I only think I had one in that entire.
Yeah, I did the same thing. But
like, I want to fucking bite into like 5 to 7 Smarties, you know?
That's a lot.
Hell yeah, it is.
I think it's too many.
I'm a crazy man.
Yeah. That's great.
Okay, there was like several in this one.
Yeah, a little inconsistent. But, you know, if you're eating the whole thing by yourself, you're going to get them all.
Also, something we didn't say. These candy bars, the banana one and this one, are like perfect squares.
Oh, yeah.
Which is unique for a candy bar.
It's a good snacking size.
Yeah. I really like snack. I like the way it's the size of it.
And it was cool to open. I want to open more things like that, just bending them backwards.
Come on, Germany.
Package opens.
Send us more packages and open. Send us more packages. All right. Well, it's time to rank.
Oh, okay.
Give me it.
Okay. Well, I went first last time. You go first this time.
Okay, I'll go first. worst, probably Lion.
Okay.
But it was still very good.
Yeah.
Second worst, or second best, or third best, Mars bar, then the Smarties bar, then the crispy banana. I think
we have the same ranking.
Really?
We do. You said Lion was the bottom, but yes, also not bad. Followed by Mars is three, Smarties is two, banana is one.
You said Smarties was one of the best things you've ever eaten, so I'm surprised.
It is, but so is that, like, banana thing is really good too. I've never had anything like it.
Me neither.
I do wish there were more Smarties. But yeah, the taste was fantastic, but I've never had anything like that.
I'm gifting you the Smarties bar, I'm keeping the fucking banana bar. You can't touch that.
Wow.
Yeah.
MC Hammer.
Don't touch this. Banana bar, boop, 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 boop. Banana bar.
Special full of life. Nothing gets to you. Staying fresh, staying cool. With Mentos fresh and full of life.
Take it, Steve.
Fresh is Mentos, Mantis, freshies.
Freshies, Mentos, and Mentos is also fresh. The mesh maker.